Comedy Forecast, special episode number 2, live from Dragon Con. It's already time for another special episode? Didn't I say last time around that this was going to be a regular episode? Yes, yes, I did, but I wanted to share with you the fun I had at Dragon Con. Not only was I a part of the group that attempted to break the Guinness Book of World Records for most people in a single location dancing to Michael Jackson's Thriller, I also did the first ever live version of Comedy Forecast, half an hour after being part of the Thriller dance. Phew! On this special episode, you're going to hear that live show, cleverly entitled Comedy Forecast and Friends Live from Dragon Con 2009. You're also going to hear something you have never heard before on a Comedy Forecast episode. A live audience. After the show, I sat down with my special guests and we had a short panel discussion on podcasting in general and their shows in particular. If you want to hear that portion of the recording, you'll need to head over to comedyforecast.com and look for the show notes on special episode number 2 for a link to the audio. So now, without any further delay, except what I did just there, let's go to me at Dragon Con 2009. Okay, well, I think we're going to get started.
A microphone always helps, right?
Hi, folks. I'm Clinton, and I'm the host of Comedy Forecast, and therefore the host of Comedy Forecast and Friends live at Dragon Con. And I want to make sure you all give yourselves a big hand as well, because not only are you here this evening for this show, which will be awesome, I hope, but it's Sunday night at 8:30 at Dragon Con, and you're still able to walk. So congratulations. Good job. Now, some of you may not be familiar with Comedy Forecast, so I'm going to give you the elevator pitch for the show. But at Dragon Con, I think of it more as the waiting for the elevator pitch for the show. The show is a short-form comedy podcast. When it first started, it was 4 minutes long. Therefore, Comedy Forecast. Ah. And now it runs about 10 to 12 minutes. Oh.
4 times 3.
That's right.
Comedy Forecast plus plus.
So it's an exponential type of thing, I guess. When I first started the show, it was various skits, sketches. I would do monologues, skits about buying a new digital camera, and the digital camera would talk back to me, tell me it's not going to take that picture because it's out of focus or it's something that's copyrighted. I also did parodies of various shows. I did one of Disney podcasts. And is anybody familiar with J.C. Hutchins?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. Well, he was doing the first run-through of Seventh Son. I came up with a parody called Seventh One, and JC was kind enough to record for me the intro to that episode as being the before the story part of the episode. That was really nice. Now, recently, though, I've changed the show. It's more of a sitcom and sketches put together. What I did is I took all the favorite characters that I had in all the sketches and moved them all to the mythical town of Middling Fair, and put them all up in the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. So if I need them, I can just call them down. I do the show from the observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. It's on the 4th floor, so it just looks out into a bunch of office buildings, but it is the observation deck. So that's basically the show. If you want to check it out, it's Comedy Forecast, and if you don't type the 4, if you type it as, oh, like, you know, the weather, Forecast also works F-O-R-E, F-O-U-R, F-O-R. You'll get there sooner or later. Before I go any further, I want to make sure that people know that there are indeed and friends who are going to be joining me at various points of the evening. So let me introduce them now. First up are two guys that I've been hanging around with since the first podcast expo. And I've done some stuff for them. They've been kind enough to do things for me. They are part geek, part nerd, and part of the
friends in tech and Farboy Media Networks, Chuck Tomasi and Craig Depp from Technorama. And second, and certainly second, is the man who gives new respect to movies such as Horror of Spider Island, Buckets of Blood, Jesse James meets Frankenstein's daughter,
what?
Awesome. The Saint of Static, the Roger Corman of podcasting, and the host of Cult of UHF, Reverend Chumley. So they'll be coming up at various points, and at the end of the show, we're actually going to do some question and answer. When I talk about the show, if you get a chance to listen to it, that makes you awesome, because I have awesome people that listen to Comedy Forecast, and I'm going to give you a great example of that. The other night, I was out having dinner with people from Farpoint Media, and I was talking to them about the show, and they weren't familiar with it. I was trying to come up with an example of the skits that I would do, the old version of the show, and I said, well, one of them is, I did this interview, quote unquote, with this guy who was planning to run a bid for a World's Fair. What he wanted to do was have an aquatic theme, but have it held in the middle of Kansas. His idea was all the countries would build their pavilions and then sail them up the Mississippi and bring them into Canopoli Lake in Kansas, even though the Mississippi and the lake aren't even joined together. So the facts weren't getting his way. He was set on what he was going to do, and he'd even come up with a mascot, a dolphin. And as a matter of fact, he was hoping that the lake was already stocked with dolphins, so he could, you know, avoid any problems there. He named the mascot Hoppy, and he had some manufactured. He was talking to the person saying, yes, and if you squeeze these dolphins, they make a noise, and you expect the noise to be your typical dolphin noise. It made this god-awful scream that sounded like a sheep being mauled to death. So fast forward to a couple of months later, and I met up with a friend of the show, and he presented me with Hoppy. And not only do we have Hoppy here, but let's see if I can get him to work. There is the sound that Hoppy makes. So, totally awesome. Patrick, who did it, was actually here this weekend. And unfortunately, I think he had to go home. It's a long drive back to where he was going. And if you had a chance to go by Ghostbusters GBTV, he was one of that group of people in some of the Ghostbuster costumes. So, big shout out to Patrick for Hoppy. Now, we're going to try a bunch of different things tonight, and if some of them don't work, I'm going to blame it on the fact that I haven't had enough coffee today, and I really hate that fact that I haven't had enough coffee because I drink lots of coffee. You know, to me, a cup of coffee is kind of like a AA battery to get you started in the morning. One will get you going, but you really want to have two. Or four. Yeah, four is really good. So, therefore, you want to have cheap coffee, you know, like cheap batteries, you know, like the kind you get at the dollar store, the ones with names like Leaky, and Firestarter, you know, that kind of battery. That's a bit off topic, but you know, the point is that I drink lots of coffee, and I was really excited when I got to my hotel room because they have a coffee maker in there, and I'm thinking, that's great, that's a coffee maker, awesome. This is the size of the cup of coffee that's in the room.
Fail.
This is my travel mug. I have a mug at home that I have to publish title charts for. My mug at home, you know, you really cannot see the Great Wall of China from space, but my mug at home, you get the idea. I drink lots of coffee. So I have people coming up to me all the time saying, wow, Clint, you must really love Starbucks. I don't like Starbucks. I hate Starbucks. Starbucks, to me, they try to make it an experience. You go in there and you relax, and a barista serves you an eco-friendly half-calf white chocolate mocha frappuccino lightly blended coffee, and you sit there and browse your email and listen to Nora Jones sing. And that's completely missing the point. Coffee should really get you hyped up. If you can sit still and listen to anything slower than George Robb's Far, you have not had enough coffee. Coffee should make you bounce around more than a lopsided neutron in the Large Hadron Collider.
Well, that's obscure.
Coffee should make you say, man, Michael Bay should really pick up the pace in this movie. Coffee should have your heart racing so fast that people think it's your cell phone on vibrate. I drink lots of coffee. So people say to me, boy, Clint, you must really like the taste of coffee. Can someone please tell me who these people are first? I have no idea where they come from. But I don't. I hate the taste of coffee. I really do. To me, coffee tastes like drained motor oil, but without the wonderful bouquet. I drink coffee for one reason only, and that is the caffeine. Hot. Hot caffeine. And it has to be hot, because that's how it works. Really, it's the fight or flight syndrome. You know, you drink some of it down, and your body goes, my God, he's drinking magma, run! So that's why iced coffee doesn't work, because there's no heat. There's no heat, there's no fear. There's no fear, there's no rush. There's no rush, there's no point. You know, no point like trying to watch an entire season of a Nathan Fillion series on Fox. just forget the whole thing. There is, however, one coffee that I will not drink, and it's actually the most expensive coffee in the world. And I know people say to me, well, yeah, it's because that whole cheap battery thing is. No, it's because how this coffee is made. And I think someone was talking about it. It's a Kopi Luwak coffee. Yep. It comes from Indonesia. The way they make this coffee is there's this feral cat, the luwak, and it eats the coffee beans, but it only digests the outer shell, and then it gets rid of the rest of the bean, and people come along and take out those beans and make coffee from it. I drink lots of coffee, but I have limits, okay? So we're going to keep going here, and if something messes up, just, you know, shout out, you needed more coffee, okay, because I just haven't had enough. There we go. As people know, podcasting is very much a glamorous, lucrative profession to be in. Except for the money and the fame that you don't get. It's exact. So you take whatever sponsors you can get, and my first sponsor this evening, Swoopy, if you could...
Hey, hello. Hello, is this... Hello. Hello. It's so nice to see... My name is Clive Tonedamper, and I'm here from the Soap Outreach and, Advisory Panel. You see, soap. Soap. It spells out soap. It's funny. But I've come here to Dragon Con on a very important mission. It seems that there are some misconceptions about soap here at Dragon Con, and I'd like to set them straight. Although soap is a manufactured product, I can assure you we are no risk of running out of it. Let me explain. All over the world, manufacturing plants have been designed, built, and signaled as okay for production of soap. We can make it as a liquid, a solid, or even foam. I'm sorry, it just makes me excited about foam. And we can do it at a cheap price. We can even add lotions and extracts. So, there is no need to worry about using up the soap. I encourage everyone here at Dragon Con to use it often. Yeah. Remember, the next time you're at that Battlestar Galactica panel and sitting next to the stinky guy, or you come out of in the washroom and the orc or the wizard or the Ghostbuster or the stormtrooper or the red shirt or the podcaster has not washed his hands, please be sure to tell him, use as much soap as you want. They'll always make more. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I hate that guy, but he's really clean. So what can you say about him? So now I'd like to bring up Reverend Chumley, who's going to speak a bit about the cult of UHF.
Yes, Rev.
Double applause.
Very nice. All right, testify, brothers and sisters.
Howdy.
Can I get a testify?
Hey!
Thank you. All right, Cult of UHF is dedicated to bringing you B-movie cheese. All right, just come on down to cultofuhf.com anytime. We've got tons of full-length B-movies for you to watch. It's all squished down really tight for your iPod or whatever appropriate player you got going on, all right? So, now, it gives me minimal pleasure, trust me, to introduce the next guest. He's a movie theater's worst nightmare. Please try and applaud for Danny Hillcrest.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here.
Okay, Danny, since you're here at Dragon Con, despite everyone's, best efforts, I asked you to do a bit of homework for me. And I know you're not really used to actually watching the movies that you review beforehand, but I sent you a list of classic genre films to watch. Did you watch them?
Sure, no problem, Rev.
Well, good, because I'm going to quiz you on them.
Big problem, Rev.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, I want you to tell me a little bit about each of the movies from the list.
Ooh, look at the time. I think Swoopy's about to kick us out. And you don't want to mess with the Swoopster, the Swoopervisor. Swoop, there she is. Swoop of the day.
I'm sure we have plenty of time, Danny. Don't worry. Okay, let's get this started. What can you tell me about The Time Machine?
Oh, that's an easy one. That's where Michael J. McFly gets into his phone booth and he travels back to disco era 1980 San Francisco Saturday Night Fever, and he saves the California fail whales from the evil Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger and his veto pen of doom.
Okay, Danny, that's the plot from just about every 80s movie that has ever been made. But I asked you about The Time Machine. What is The Time Machine?
Oh, isn't it that thing you use to back up your Macs? Isn't that it?
Okay, let's try this again. You must know
something. On?
You must know something about 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Oh yes. No, that's one of those documentaries that like Ken Burns makes. You know, except when he's not busy running the nuclear power plant in Springfield. You know, excellent, Smithers.
Okay, Danny, look at this picture from 2001.
Ooh!
It's a space station.
No, that's not a space station. That's a Ferris wheel. Say Ferris! Oh, by the way, did you know that Ferris is married to Sarah Michelle Jessica Geller Parker Lewis Stevenson? Yeah. And it's a good thing she had twins, because now she can start to get rid of some of those names.
Don't you know anything about this movie at all? I mean, it's one of the most iconic science fiction films of all time.
No, it's not ringing any bells. But then again, in space, no one can hear you tinkle.
Okay, I mean, it has Hal, the computer, you know. Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal.
Oh, well, he sounds very polite. I like movies that are polite. You know, wait a minute. Is this the movie where the guy makes the phone call from the space station?
Yes, that is it.
Okay, well, then I can definitely tell you that it's science fiction.
Well, why is that?
Well, because the guy's making a wireless AT&T phone call from space. I can't even get a signal in the middle of Atlanta on my Apple phone. Apple phone.
Yeah, okay, well, moving
iPhone.
On. Moving on, Danny. Okay, what about classic like maybe The Thing from Another World?
Nah, I didn't bother to watch that one. Look, if they're not going to take the time to come up with names for the creatures, why should I take the time to watch the movie? I mean, The Thing from Another World, it's like those other ones. It Came from Outer Space, Them, Things to Come, The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Okay, forget about that. Did you watch The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms? That's a good one.
Oh, yes, I did. That's the one with the submarine.
No, that would be 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, right. And they have all the scientists on board.
Scientists? I believe that's Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, yeah. And then they take them and they shrink them down really small.
Okay, now we're talking about Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah. And then Betty Davis says, let's not ask for the moon. We already have the stars.
Okay, now... That's Mal Voyager, and that isn't even science fiction.
Oh, sure it's science fiction. Come on, stars, Voyager. Well, unless it's Star Trek Voyager, then it's not science fiction. It's just sad. Kate Mulgrew isn't in the audience, is she? Because she scares me.
To be honest, Danny, she does me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's try something different. Did you watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Oh, yes, I did. I actually watched the director's cut, extra long, Milk It for All It's Worth special edition. That's the one where Richard Dreyfuss actually goes inside the spaceship.
Okay, great. What'd you think?
I thought that Richard should have cut down on the mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes went right to his hips and every place else. He was really fat.
Oh, come on, Danny. Didn't it fill you with a sense of wonder?
Yeah, it sure did. I was wondering when Marie Osmond was going to come in for a Nutrisystems intervention. He was fat! You know, but I also didn't see the little creature that was supposed to eat the Reese's pieces. Did Richard eat all those, too?
No, Danny. That was E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Oh. Hey, Rev, you know, I was wondering, what does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial.
So the name of the movie is Extraterrestrial, the Extraterrestrial? Wow. And they make fun of Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Okay. How about something a little different? Something in theaters right now, maybe. Did you see Up?
Up what? Upstairs? Up Chuck? A skirt? What are we talking about here?
Honestly, Danny, I don't know. Okay, how about Land of the Lost?
Oh, I saw that one. Best movie I've seen all year. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, that figures. Okay, let's give this one more try. Did you see Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince?
Ooh, no, I didn't. Half-blood, huh? What was the other half? Some kind of delicious candy?
Will you get out of here? Sorry about that, folks. I'm sure Clinton will be back in just a second, but while he's coming back up on stage, don't forget cultofuhf.com. Got plenty of freebie movies for you, all right? So welcome back, Clinton.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, before we move on, I want to... Oh, I never told Swoopy to change the slides again. One more. One more. Sorry about that. I need more coffee. Thank you very much. I also want to mention that Comedy Forecast is also, and Friends is also brought to us by another special sponsor, Little Wicker Baskets. Yay. Maker of Little Wicker Baskets. And the...
I love those.
The founder of the company, Miss Abby Fallmacher, she wrote some copy here that she wants me to read. So I'll read it as Miss Abby Fallmacher, I suppose. Little Wicker Baskets are an exciting product you can't live without. If you arrange silk flowers, enjoy creating delightful gift packs, or simply want to stockpile oodles of some random things in your basement, like bricks. Next. Those loose sticks of dynamite. Next. Your lemur collection. Or severed mime heads.
Hooray!
Nothing beats Little Wicker Baskets. You can even wear them like slippers. Or please get rid of them before they take over your life. Remember, Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. Thank you.
More caffeine needed.
More
caffeine. So you're in luck tonight. Two favorites of mine, at least, from Comedy Forecast are here. Unfortunately, since I do both of the voices, it's kind of awkward for them to both be here. So I was trying to come up with some idea of how to represent the second person, and this is the best I could come up with. There we go. So Hoppy's doing double duty this evening. So I'd like to turn things over to Derek and Rory. Hi, I'm Derek.
Yeah, and I'm Rory. Really, really I am. Good thing I'm a jetty mind. Really. So, what's happening, my fellow con brother?
Well, actually, I was taking a bit of a break from the convention, and I was sitting down and reading my copy of The Difference Engine by William Gibson and Bruce Sterling.
Oh, hey, well, tell me more.
Actually, it's an interesting story because it involves what they call an alternate history.
Oh, well, who's they and what's that?
Well, I don't know about they, but an alternate history is a story that's partially based on fact, and then there's a twist.
Oh, a twist. You mean like how that guy leaves the flower at the end of District 9?
Well, no, technically that's a surprise.
Not anymore. Well.
I'm sorry, Craig.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome, Craig.
Spoiler.
An alternate history is more of a what-if type of thing.
Oh, like what if gold tasted like vanilla ice cream? Or what if guitars were made out of cement? Or what if you needed to hold a spoon every time you changed the light bulb?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, or how about if the word yoga was spelled with numbers? Yes. Or what if drinking decaf coffee actually made you taller unless you put your shoelaces in the cup?
No, I don't think you're getting it. It's a story.
Oh, like if dinosaurs invented the internet, but then it would be ruined because the T-Rexes were all upset because they couldn't reach the keyboard, and they smashed all the servers. Oh!
Well, that's closer, but you're still taking things too far.
Well, what happens in the story?
Well, actually, it also involves technology. Essentially, what happens is Charles Babbage is able to perfect his analytical engine, and so the computer revolution begins 100 years early.
And?
Well, that's the twist, and then you see what happens.
That's lame!
And dinosaurs inventing the internet is better?
Well, yeah, because that what if involves dinosaurs? And dinosaurs are cool! And lasers. Yeah, how about that? What if dinosaurs invented lasers? That beats that computer thing anytime. Or what if they invented cell phones 100 years early? That would be better. And you could use fruit to make to pay for phone calls.
You would use fruit to pay for phone calls?
Yeah, because no one has any money, right? And so you'd use, like, a grape to make a local phone call. And to make a long-distance call, you'd have to use something like a pineapple. And then for those late-night calls, you'd use exotic fruits.
Hey, baby.
Hello, ladies.
You're getting way off subject.
Yeah, well, you're the one that brought up what if. What if you hadn't brought up what if? That would have been a slamming what if.
Yeah, maybe I should have thought about that. I think next time we'll talk about something like gardening or something like that.
Or how about the evils of little wicker baskets? or dolphin-safe speed dating.
Yeah, that would be great.
By the way, you really don't think that decaf coffee makes you taller, do you?
No, and I think you should start drinking it right away.
Okay, but can I borrow your shoelaces just in case?
Yes, thank you, Hobby.
Woo!
I've envisioned Rory as a dolphin. Very odd indeed.
We're stuck with that now.
Yes, that image got burned into your brain. I'm sorry about that.
Next up, I'm going to bring up Chuck and Craig for Technorama.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're on that side.
They need more coffee.
More coffee. I need TV for my...
No, mind.
My name is Cornelio.
There we go.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Remember when?
On this day in tech history. And now, blue.
What the chuck?
Oh, that was his one.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Nope. Nope. Where's the comedy?
Over there. In the media corner.
Thank you.
Unfasten your seatbelt, disregard all safety rules. Here's your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Man, I couldn't be better. I'm here with my peeps here at Dragon Con. Woo!
And we've invaded comedy forecast. There's nothing more fun than taking over someone else's podcast.
Yeah. Good thing we got Clinton out here.
Now, I want to jump right into the Technorama birthday calendar, but rather than talking about people who have put their name in the wiki, we're going to talk about some of the TV shows that have been around for a while. Looking at the different TV shows, we've got Star Trek premiered on September 8th, 1966. Woo! We all love Star Trek. Buck Rogers in the 25th Century was born on this date in September 20th, 1979.
Wait a minute, how can it be in the 25th century and unless this is the 26th now because that was back then?
I don't know, but we got our picture the other day with Gil Gerard, so yes. That's cool enough for me.
Maybe he had a TARDIS.
Now you're starting to sound like Rory. Xena the Warrior Princess, September 4th, 1995, and the new Knight Rider... Yeah. September 17th, 2008. May it rest in peace. Died March 4th, 2009.
Well, the car looked cool. All right. So. Hey, I hear we're making some changes here. So, you know, Chuck, I'm kind of excited about this. Should we tell everybody about it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Joining us tonight is fellow podcaster. He's the host of his own show, the Basically Podcast Show, which he says he's been doing, quote, basically since he started the show. I'd like to welcome Lenny Treetop.
Woo!
Hey, Lenny.
Basically, it's awesome to be here. You guys rock.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, man.
But could I get, like, a glass of water? Or some of that coffee?
With or without dolphin.
You like some soap?
No. Okay. Well, maybe later.
You know, you sound a little nervous, man.
Yeah, right? Basically I am. I'm not usually this hyper. Because I'm not used to doing my show live like this. Basically, I usually do the Basically Podcast Show dead. Well, I mean, I just do it with my downstairs neighbor, Cindy.
Well, why not envision all of these people as your neighbor, Cindy?
Okay, that's weird.
No, it can help. Just picture each one of these people as Cindy.
Even that guy?
Yeah, they're like all avatars and stuff, like little tweeter avatars.
Oh, avatars. So when did they turn 7 feet tall and blue?
Oh, avatars.
No, think of them as clones.
For clones, that would make them like all 501st, right?
Or wearing Jane hats.
Yeah. That's
right. Everybody take a drink.
Yeah.
Wow. This is basically bumming me out.
Why is it bumming you out?
Well, basically, if all these non-blue Cindy clone army people are sitting here in the audience, well, basically, who's feeding my goldfish?
No, Lenny. Cindy's back in Midland Fair. The real one.
Oh, I get it. That's cool. Besides, basically, that was just a test. I don't have a goldfish. I have a pet rock. It rocks.
Wow! I didn't think anybody owned any of those anymore.
Well, basically, it died a couple of years ago. But it took me a long time to figure it out. Until it started making that dead rock smell. And now I'm bummed out because my apartment building only picks up rocks every 6 months.
Okay, look, how about we move on to the news?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good news, everyone!
I think you can tell what part of the show this is, Lenny.
Yeah, basically this is where you play some random clips that you stole off the internet. Wow, do you have anything from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No. No, man. This is the time we talk about pop culture and geek stuff, you know, in the news.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, sure.
Lenny, do you have anything interesting from the news?
Well, something interesting happened to me on the way here. I was reading some awesome magazine.
Oh, yeah, like PC Week?
No.
Macworld?
No.
Boys Life?
No.
Popular Mechanics?
No.
Banana World?
No.
Chimp Weekly? Yeah, Rock Weekly. TV Guide, maybe?
No, but, you know, TV Guide is awesome because what they do is they take all the shows and basically they put them in order by day and by time and by channel. You know, I tried to do that once when I was in school.
So you tried to make your own TV guide?
No, I tried to put all my classes in order. No. It's harder than it looks.
So what magazine were you reading, Lenny?
Well, I was reading this. Oh, no, wait. This was something I didn't finish on the plane. It's some kind of disaster comic book.
Love that story. They're going to make that into a movie.
Yeah, it would rock. Now, actually, then, this is the magazine I was reading. It's about a mall that's in the sky. I think they use some kind of anti-gravity reverse polarity thing.
And you found some news in that.
Yeah, hold on.
Something about Lando Calrissian?
Oh, check this out. Basically, here it is. You can put these antlers on your car or your truck, and it turns it into a deer. That rock.
I don't even think the people in Wisconsin are going to use those.
Yeah, you know, Lenny, I think that fits better in our Hacks and Strange Stories segment.
Did someone say strange stories?
Yeah. Hey, Lenny.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of weird. You guys are both named Lenny. I think what's his last name? Does anybody know?
Nope.
This is Lenny Iserol. He works for us, and he usually does the intro for the segment like this.
Hacks and Strange Stories.
That rocks.
So what have you got for us, Lenny?
Well, basically, something weird happened to me when I checked into my hotel. Do you want to know what? It'll rock.
It was full of ninjas installing Linux on Netflix.
No, that would have rocked. No, I found this wrapped around the toilet.
Ooh, sanitized for your protection.
Yeah, basically it's just a piece of paper, but I figure it must have some kind of chemicals embedded in it.
Just like those little green Christmas trees you put in your car.
Yeah, exactly like that. Except it's not shaped like a tree.
Yeah?
And it's not green.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't smell like pine.
Wow, for something so similar, it shares none of the same properties. That's strange.
Yeah. Basically, what I've been doing is I've been wearing it around all weekend to protect me from con crud.
Brilliant idea, Lenny!
Yeah, but now I'm bummed out.
Why so glum, chum?
Well, that guy at the beginning of the show was talking about soap, and so I think soap rocks.
Oh, I get it. You're going to start using soap now?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Great idea. But what are you going to do with that ribbon?
Well, basically, I think I should give it to the person who needs it most. That guy.
Yeah. Okay, on that note, I think we should wrap up the show. Hey, Chuck, what do you think about Lenny Treetop as our new host?
I think we should probably stick with two hosts for now.
Oh, so it's just going to be you and Lenny?
No.
Oh, Lenny and me?
No.
No?
Nah. We'll talk more about this after the show.
All right.
Maybe we'll lightsaber battle with our iPods or something.
Yeah, we'll do that in our privacy of our room. On the iPods, of course. Everybody, we end the show with a 101, so let me hear everybody. Big binary high five.
101!
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Stay right there. I'm going to stay right there. Okay. I'm going to have the rev come back up.
Again, big thanks to Chuck, Craig, and Chumley for joining me on the show. To Swoopy, head honcho of the Dragon Con podcasting track, for scheduling me in and changing my PowerPoint slides for me, and to the live audience for attending the show. Hopefully I'll be doing it again in 2010, so make your vacation plans now. Remember, if you want to hear the short panel discussion with my guests, head over to comedyforecast.com and look for the show notes for special episode number 2. In the meantime, be sure you're subscribed to Comedy Forecast. You can do that easily through iTunes, Zune Marketplace, Blueberry.com, Podcast Pickle, or any place else that fine podcasts are listed. Oh, and we're always looking for great reviews at places like iTunes too. I'm just saying. But for now, that's it. We're done. Bye-bye.